I see you, Haiti. If don't nobody know who you are, I do. 21,685,135,571.48. That's the amount enclosed in the government bill sent after Haiti's slave army somehow defeated the French. In 1804, independence declared indeed. The bill was sent in 2003 by Adi Steed. I know you saw the earthquakes and what happened, etc. To the first independent nation in Latin America. Before the ground shook, we never offered them love. People was eating cakes made of oil, water, and mud. Surprised they lived in homes that would easily collapse, or that in the aftermath, healthcare would be a wrap, or that food would be scarce and the kids would grab a gat and threaten this homie's life if he ain't trying to share a snack. Man, it's some bullshit, son. Bodies is literally exploding from the Caribbean sun. They couldn't move the rubble, so the people that survived couldn't be rescued, and so eventually they died. A tear comes to my eye when I look at CNN. It took a tragedy for us to try to be their friend, to have a handling, to offer them some bread. A father's hacksaw was cutting through his daughter's leg. A raw amputation with no pain medication. The pure definition of complete devastation. See, Haiti's history is full of debt to other nations. The U.S. paid their debt to France, but not to help the Haitians. They just wanted in on all the Haitian affairs. President Woodrow Wilson sent Marines over there. Secretary of State then, William Jennings Bryan, said, imagine, niggas speaking French, shit, I ain't lying. Nothing but a short step to 2004. Healthcare was improved, they was educating the poor. Minimum wage doubled, the people opened up stores. Then James Foley escorted Aristide out the door. This the second time, they had removed them before. The people been dying, Haiti's been crying. We trying to do the best we can, stop lying. Swear our government's a bunch of characters. Y'all really wanna help? Get out of these speed out of South Africa. I'm out.